All right. So Mother's Day on Sunday. You know, a big thing about that is about motherly love. That's what I think of when I think of Mother's Day. That's a big love. That's unconditional from the heart for who you are, just because you exist, grateful you are here, love. And let me say this. Not everybody is going to have their mom this Mother's Day. So show someone you love them or honor her by doing something she would have loved. That might be a little walk in a garden or sitting down somewhere quietly enjoying a little cup of tea or something. Maybe she liked going fishing. Maybe that's something you can do. Just stand on the riverbank and toss a couple out there. If you're smiling, she'd be smiling, okay? Some people don't have the best relationships with their moms. So be that love for someone. You know what it's supposed to be. You have an understanding of it, even if you weren't shown it. Show that love you wanted to somebody. And that can be you, by the way. It doesn't have to be outside of you, but you know it's supposed to be. There are ways to celebrate Mother's Day for anybody, whether you have your mom here with you, whether you don't, whether it's something you wanted. I believe in you. You have that love in you, and I want you to show it to somebody. That's your assignment for the weekend, is to show that love to somebody. It can be the smallest thing in the world. It can be cooking dinner for your spouse or somebody and then cleaning up the dishes afterwards. It can be calling a friend. It can be quality time. That is a big one. And maybe they won't have time. Maybe they'll be busy this weekend. Maybe you can send them a note. Maybe you can do anything. There's so many different ways to show love. There's acts of kindness. There's gifts. There's things like, you know, physical touch if it's somebody you're in a relationship with. That is something you can do for somebody. You can do that for yourself this weekend. Show some love. That is your assignment for the weekend, okay?